man, the future is bright. We are here. Actually, it's not really the future. This is now. This is a brand new episode of Bid Nerds, and we're recording this right now. This is when this is happening. We don't go into the future until later in the episode, because what this show is all about is making predictions on cars that are up for auction on Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, P-Car Market, and more. We pick the most interesting one and bring it to you and make that prediction. My name is John Polnick, your host, coming to you from the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, as well as my partner Michael Deeb in San Francisco's yet-to-be-named studio. We're looking at you guys, Nerd Herd, to help us out with that. It's getting time. We're going to announce what we will name that studio when we reach 1,000 subscribers, and we are a C-Words hair away from getting there. Help us out. Let's make that. Let's get it to 1,000. We're right there. How you doing, Michael Deeb?
I'm good, man. JP, we're like, just about 50 subscribers away from 1,000. Yeah, so I think we're right there. And then when we hit 1,000, we'll, we'll pick a winner from the, or we'll put a vote to the Nerd Herd to pick a winning name for the studio. And then by the time we get all that done, it'll probably be ready for me, time for me to move. I haven't moved in like 2 years. That's
true. You have to build another studio.
Nomad. Yeah.
For reals, though, the Nerd Herd rocks, right? I mean, you guys out there, thank you so much for continuing to support the show, and for the new members of the Nerd Herd, thank you for joining us and being part of the daily conversation. We love making the show for you guys. We're supported by Godden Classic of Las Vegas, has really had our back. I was there, Michael Deeb, for their 75-year celebration.
It
was awesome, man. They've got a
I was there for the 70, so they did it again.
So they're also doing they're doing a restoration of a 993 turbo in speed yellow, I want to say, or maybe it's white yellow, I don't know, I can't remember. This particular car is a big story. We're going to make a film about it on Derfascination. They decided, Julie from Godden Porsche over there, if you know Godden Porsche, Julie Kane, she's the greatest.
I love Julie Kane.
She wanted to kind of combine the 75th event with the restoration event, and so they did a reveal of this car. They had been working on the car for a while. Maybe I'll try to see if I can insert a picture of what they did. But they hired an artist, Tommy Wonder. Sorry, Tommy. I had Stevie Wonder in my head. That took me a second. I had a brain fart there. Tommy Wonder, the amazing artist, kind of a street artist, Tommy Wonder, came in and he painted this big, huge mural, like a 25-foot-long mural that included all these Porsche colors and patterns and everything like that, and he had this whole thing about it. But what they didn't tell the audience, what they didn't tell everyone showing up, they had the 993 under a cover in front of it, right? So they wanted to do the reveal of the yellow 993. When they pulled the cover and revealed the 993, it revealed that the car, they had wrapped it in vinyl, and then Tommy Wonder painted that car as well to match the mural. So the mural behind it and the car kind of like were all one kind of interactive piece. So it was really kind of neat.
And it featured all these incredible paint-to-sample Porsche colors that Porsche is now embracing and making a big deal out of because they're charging twice as much as they did only a handful of years ago for paint-to-sample. So now, ruby stone and mint green and all these really cool colors from Porsche's past, especially in the 993 era, like the car we will be covering today, they're really, focusing on those, and those cars are all featured in both the mural and the wrap. It was really well done. I saw a lot of stuff that you posted and everybody at Godden did on social media, and man, what a splash. So colorful, so Godden, so Vegas.
It was kind of funny though, because Paul, the general manager, wasn't there, so Julie was kind of like taking over the announcement, and Julie's just awesome. She's up there talking about the cupcakes and the bagels being Porsche colors and stuff like that, and nobody mentioned that the whole reveal was supposed to be a surprise, right? Everyone had seen the yellow 993, so we were expecting the thing to come off, and everyone's expecting to see this yellow 993, right? So they pull the cover off, and it's basically this 993 Turbo is now an art car.
Yeah.
Which was like, wait, what? Everyone's like, you guys did what? No one mentioned before or after that the car was vinyl wrapped. So everyone thought that Tommy was just out there with spray cans, you know, eyeballing it. Because the car looks great. I mean, he did an awesome job and it looks fantastic in pictures. But when you get close to it, you can tell it's rattle can, man. And it's there's no clear coat. And like people were days later, people were like, I can't believe they did that to that car. You know, spray paint. I'm like, they're just going to take it off. Like, what do you mean? It's vinyl wrap. Did you not look at it? You couldn't open. You could tell anybody that knows a Porsche where the you know fuel
cut lines are.
You would know that. Oh, it's covered. It was covered vinyl. Yeah. Come on, guys, just look 2 seconds. So it was pretty darn funny that that was a little detail that was not mentioned that maybe Julie or somebody could have mentioned. So people were going just shaking their heads, going, "That's crazy." But it was an awesome event, and everybody had a great time. Tommy, you did a great job. We're going to do – I'm super excited, Deeb. We're going to be going out on the strip like at 4 in the morning with this car while it's still wrapped, and we're going to do some beautiful footage with the lights and everything like that. It's going to be really cool. And then we'll take the wrap off and we'll film it up in Mount Charleston. So all the good stuff. Good stuff. Absolutely all right.
Stunning, yeah.
What, speaking of 993s in yellow. What is today's most interesting car?
All right, JP, on Bring a Trailer, we found a 1997 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe. This is just a two-wheel drive with a six-speed manual. The car has about 72,000 miles out of North Salem, New York. JP, I know because we've covered a car in this color before, I know you're not a huge fan of the pastel yellow, but your partner, Deeb, I love this color. It really reminds me of Dakar yellow that was an E36 M3 color, if I'm not mistaken. But this car looks really good on just the basic 17-inch Carrera Cup 2 wheels. The car was equipped from the factory with a limited slip differential and what's that other thing they do back there, JP? They call it ABD. What is it? The
I don't know.
Automatic brake differential. It was their way of using the brakes and the diff to help get the car turned. So two really cool things that the car was equipped with that are not standard equipment that tell me that whoever ordered this car intended to drive it. So JP, I would actually consider trading my car for this car, to have a pastel yellow limited slip differential equipped 993 with well under 100,000 miles on it. This car looks really nice. It has had a bunch of owners. I looked at the Carfax for a second because this car did have a little accident back in 2010. They said it had to be towed away. I mean, you know, it is what it is. The car looks good to me. I don't know that that's going to hold it back a ton. But when I opened the Carfax, I also saw that this car had like 6 or 7 different owners. I wonder if that would hold it back in any way that it's, you know, the car's been traded hands too many times for the discerning collector. So, you know, maybe this isn't a collector condition car, but it certainly looks like a beautiful driver, and it's a driver I would like to have. So I thought we would just take a little deep dive on it. Car looks nice, decent pictures, you know, with the studio shots and that sort of thing. The car looks, as I'm staring at the side view, the car looks like it's lowered, but there's no mention of aftermarket suspension. So John, I know on the torsion bar cars, you can adjust the cars and bring them down. On the conventional suspension cars, do these things come with collared threads that you could lower the car and get it to sort of like a European ride height? Is that something that's common? Or do you think when you see a lowered 993 that somebody must have just swapped out the springs and it just BAT forgot to mention it, or it wasn't mentioned by the current owner?
Yeah, you cannot lower one of these without changing the springs or coilovers.
Interesting.
It does look like, you know, I don't know if it looks lowered or not. I can't tell. Or at least maybe it's ROW height. The car looks beautiful. It's 993s and in this color. I like the speed yellow, and you're right. I think the Dakar yellow is kind of similar to this because it's that light kind of Tweety Bird
pastel.
Kind of pastel color that it's just, to me, it's just, well, it's not masculine. Let's put it that way. I think it's a color that's just a little too, look, the 993, one of the issues with the 993 design in its basic sense, is that it's just kind of happy looking, right? It's got a bit of a Miata thing happening. I mean, it's we're talking about, you know, the mid 90s here, and that right. nose, I mean, that's a beautiful car. It's one of the most beautiful cars ever penned, right? And it was incredibly successful for Porsche. But this front end, the pinnacle of human achievement and design, is the 993 Turbo. And like in speed yellow or whatever, it has that deeper, or that fly like Ferrari yellow, where it's got that kind of deeper yellow. I really like that color on this car, but this color is just a little, I don't know. I feel like if you had this car, you'd have to put some aggressive wheels on it or something like that. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. This is a great car. I love it. It's funny though, that, you know, for the longest time, 993s, when it came to air-cooled cars, before the market got really crazy about 10 years ago, 993s were depreciated the least out of all of the, you know, Porsches. Sure. They were always relatively expensive on the market. There was never really such thing as a cheap 993. When 993s were $30,000+, and that sounds cheap by today's standard, you know, 964s were 15 and SCs were 10. So by that standard, 993s were three times what an SC is, right? Whereas nowadays SCs are going for, you know, $60,000 to $80,000, and it's not like regular 993s are going three times that. They're still more expensive, but not on orders of magnitude. So, you know, I think the 993 represents one of the greatest driving cars, and you'd mentioned that you would consider trading your M491 Carrera with a, you know, yours has a 915 transmission, right? You have an 84.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. This car is, this not little 993 is the far superior driving car. There's no doubt about that. You know, you did a rally last weekend, you know, this car is definitely going to be the easier car to run around in and just to have a blast in, and also be able to drive the, let's face it, terrible streets of downtown San Francisco to get to the Knob Hill Cafe. I would way rather do it in this car than I would in a 915 transmission, and I have done it, and I know for a fact I've done it in both. The 993 was the much easier car to drive. You can easily get into a 993 and make it your daily driver, whereas a 915 transmission air-cooled car, you gotta have some stones to be able to do that. I just you know, the other thing too is comparing a 993 to a 964. When I mentioned, you know, the price thing, 964s were stupid cheap, and now 964s tend to go for more than a 993. If you had a 94 99 or 964, you know, in basically the same configuration, same colorway, same miles and everything like that, it would bring at least 30% more than this car. So easily surpassing the value. Yeah. So I think 993s are now representing the value in air-cooled Porsches.
And we're talking about standard 993s. Now, 993, both four-wheel drive and two-wheel drive, made a wide-body S.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here. The S's would bring, you know, probably the most money, but it's interesting to see that just a basic C2 or basic C4 964 with same miles, same condition, same colorway, would bring a premium over a 993. That was unheard of 10 years ago. Like just like somebody would laugh at you for doing that. And had we known, JP, you and I each would have bought three of them and just put them away.
Yeah, for sure. You know, what's his name? Nathan Mers, is it from, the PCA guy, PCA has their channel, and they always have this Nathan come. Nathan's been on our show, I think, in the past as a third nerd. You know, he's kind of an aficionado on all things 993.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, he did a thing back in the Northwest called 993 Fest, I want to say. And that's where I met guys like Jaeger, who had that 993 Speedster, and he actually introduced me to a lot of people that ultimately kind of got me to Vegas. But all that said, I remember going on the, maybe it was the second or third 993 Fest rally, and we were sitting around, you know, the table that night at the hotel, hanging out, drinking beer, and Nathan walks up. He's like, I'm thinking about maybe adding 964s next year. And everybody at the table was like, oh, no, 964s, that's terrible. And everyone starts talking about how great 993s are, and I'm just sitting there going, and I looked at him like, do it. That's the thing to do. 964s are coming. And he's like, yeah. He nodded his head. And you know, it's like everyone else in the room was just like totally oblivious to what was about to happen.
Jaeger's Speedster, by the way, is available in the marketplace right now.
Wasn't it on an auction, or is it actually just listed somewhere?
I think it's just listed somewhere. It's not listed with a price. I did not call on it, which I tend to do that sort of thing. I've been meaning to do it. But I found it... ironically, on Elferspot, which is a European-based portal for all sorts of 911s from around the world, all sorts of Porsches. Yeah. It's a Porsche-only portal. But I found it on Elferspot, and I'm like, that's Jaeger's car. And, of course, it's for sale here in America, but I saw it on Elferspot. So, yeah, Jaeger's car, I mean, there can't be a handful of those to that extent ever made.
Yeah, there's only less than a dozen. Because the Speedster parts are impossible to get. Nobody makes the windshield frame.
Right.
The glass, you can still kind of get the glass, but the windshield frame is impossible. Nobody makes it. Supposedly, somebody was trying to get the rights to it because it's, you know, copywritten design or something like that. So that's the big problem. That car, I am on the cover of 9/11 magazine driving that thing.
That's funny.
Back in like 2015 or something like that. But anyways.
Nice.
All right. So what do we think is going to happen with this really nice little...
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I just hit a button on our thing. What does this button do?
Yeah. It's like canary yellow, right?
That's how many people are watching our show right now. Make a noise. Crickets. Okay, that's interesting. I got to program those because that's actually pretty funny. All right, what's going to happen with this canary yellow 993, Michael D? What's your bid?
JP, with 3 days to go, our car is sitting at $65,000 on four bids. Again, 72,000 miles out of North Salem, New York, but there is an accident in its history. But the door gaps look good in the photos. They're good, really honest studio photos. I'd be a player for this car. So, JP, I think this car is going to do okay. I don't think the accident is going to hold it back. I'm going to go $88,000 for this example here because it's a C2 with an all-black interior, limited slip differential, and an attractive non-normal color. In other words, it's not black, white, silver, or guards red. It's kind of a fun color, a color you would have seen in one of the 993 commercials back in period when they had the lipstick and the socks. I loved all that stuff. Porsche was very, they had a good sense of humor about themselves as they painted the cars in fun colors. I feel like this is a car that is from that era. This is a fun color for Porsche. So I'm high on this car. So I wouldn't be surprised if you come in underneath me, but I'm going to go $88,000 and stand on my bid.
I think that's a pretty good bid. I'm not seeing, you know, something that we talk about on these cars. Whenever you talk about a 993 of this era, 96, 7, or 8, you've got that Vario RAM. It's part of the 3.6. It's Porsche's version of VTEC, yo. That intake, the Vario RAM also has a secondary air intake that clogs up. And if anyone's ever owned a 96 to 98 993, they know that they throw codes because that thing gets gunked up and there's a sensor in there and it's just a pain in your rear trying to get one of these to pass emissions because they will all gum up. They just will. It just happens. It's a $10,000 maintenance problem. You got to pull the whole intake off and they drill it out and they put the thing. And the problem is it doesn't fix it. It just doesn't fix it permanently. It might happen again.
You kick the can down the road.
Yeah, it's just like if you're gonna drive it, it's gonna keep coming up. It doesn't affect the performance though. Like it doesn't do anything. All it is it has nothing to do with the actual Vario RAM. It has everything to do with emissions. Yeah, it's basically it's putting exhaust to go back through and burn out anything else that might be in it. It's just a stupid design.
When your mechanic fixes it, he'll call you because he doesn't have time to do this.
Yeah.
But he'll fix it and the car, you'll show up at the shop and the car will be running and he'll tell you, go drive the car for over an hour without turning the car off. So in other words, you can't go to lunch and then come back. He wants you to go drive like 50 miles in one direction and turn around and come back. And then they'll turn the car off and turn it back on, and it will pass smog without throwing a coat. And that'll only buy you two more years, and you probably have to do it again then.
Yeah. Yeah. So your bid is, so they didn't mention whether or not that's been done. No. Your bid was what? 88?
88.
88. Man, I'm going to go under and say 80. I think 993s are softening up a little bit. This one's really nice, but it's just not that nice. And I think this color is going to be polarizing. I know that air-cooled Porsche people like bright colors and stuff. But this is a car that if I were in the market, I wouldn't even, I just wouldn't consider. It's a color that's a deal. It's a deal breaker for me. It would have to be really, really cheap for me to live with that color. But I don't know. That's me. I like black cars. I like living with the pain of having to try to keep them damn things clean. So that's the world that we live in. What do you guys think? Will this 993 break the bank? The funny thing is, I think we're bidding, like my bid is the same on this as that SLC Corrado from a couple of days ago.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I will say, before we go to break, I would rock this pastel color, masculine or demasculine, whatever you think it is, JP. I would rock this car in pastel. I love it. I would pay a premium for the pastel yellow. I love that car. So there you
either of our wives would look very good driving this car.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Rochelle stole my back date the other day. Like, I came home, I'm like, what the hell? Where's the back date? Like, I was a little worried for a second because I was walking through the parking garage to get something out of the other one. And I was like,
she took my car.
Yeah, she took it to go to the salon. I was like, what, are you serious?
Nice.
She didn't take the Macan. She took the back date for some reason.
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyways. Absolutely. All right, guys, now's the time to put your bid in. Let's find out what happens with this 993 right after this. Hey, guys, I got to tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you've got to call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bid Nerd, your daily nerd on the most interesting car of the day. You stuck around while we got in the time machine. You sat there, and 60 seconds later, boom, you're a week later, whereas we had to go through the time machine thing and had to wait all this time. And here it is. Look at my badass hat. You guys want one? We are going to be slinging these bad boys. Hit us up. DM me on the IG if you want to buy one for, I don't know, what do you think, $25 or something like that, Michael Lee? Well, there's only like 20 of these. There are very, very few. We're going to make more swag, but this is the super limited edition. I think for how about for $30, we'll put your name
press.
On
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, $30 with a name on it. Nice.
Yeah, be part of the early nerd herd, like Anthony over there.
Wow.
He got
Yahtzee'd.
A Yahtzee.
He Yahtzee'd his way to a monogram hat. That's awesome.
And Ross has been around forever. He was, I think, our Riganali nerd herd. So he's getting one. He's got one coming to him in the mail here soon. These are limited edition hats. They are each one is different. They're made by Guys Customs, the same guys that make our bracelets.
Ross lives on an island 14 hours from here by flight. I bet you he gets a hat before I do. That's awesome.
That might be true. That might be true. All you got to do is come out and get one, Deeb. Just hop in the chiffon white wide body and come on down to Las Vegas.
I was supposed to be there this weekend. I should have been at Cars and Cafe this morning checking out Ortiz's chiffon, a.k.a. the Boomerang. That car's back. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ortiz. I'm so excited you got your car back. I hope you're watching this, John. That's awesome, man. I can't wait to park our cars together at Autofest this year. How about that?
That's an excellent plan.
Bold prediction.
Cars Un Café is our Porsche show the last day, the last Sunday of the month, every month here in Las Vegas at the Good Wolf.
We might do one in July, huh?
San Francisco. So maybe I bring you a hat in San Francisco for Bid Nerds, and I'll bring you a Cars. We have Cars Un Café hats, too.
Yeah, and stickers. Bring stickers. But you had a sticker? You give them to me. No, I still have a stock. I just can't find them yet.
You still can't find them? The new batch that I brought you, you lost too?
No, I didn't get a new batch. I still have the old green ones. I don't have any black and whites.
No, we have green ones too. So, I don't know. Okay, whatever. Yeah. We get all swag. Right, we'll figure it out. All right. So, Michael D, this kind of yellow turd, canary, Tweety Bird thing looking 993, what happened?
Okay, 1600 Veloce is the seller, usually brings really cool cars to market, and also has access to a studio to make sexy shots. I picked this car because I love the color. My partner is not as big a fan of the pastel yellow, says it's difficult to look masculine in such a car. I disagree with that. I think I can make this car look really damn good. There was a little...
It doesn't count when you just have your wife drive it. That doesn't work. That's not
fender,
what I mean.
Fender bender thing in its previous history. But otherwise, it's a no-nonsense 97 C2 911 993, 72,000 miles. I thought this car was going to do pretty well. As such, my bid was, and correct me if I'm wrong, $88,000. My partner was much more pragmatic and down on the color and not the accident in its history and said $80,000. Our car, this is interesting, John, our car failed to sell at $69,993 on Bring a Trailer when the auction closed. And what's really interesting, because 1600 Veloce is one of those big sellers with a great reputation and tons of comments and engagement, only 8 bids for this car. And I thought that was really interesting that it was a low number. As we open our computers today to report what had happened in the future, the top comment from the seller says, "Thanks for all that reached out. Sorry you missed the auction end. The 993 has since been sold." So the car did sell. We don't know what it went for, presumably over $70,000. And I'm guessing that it's probably somewhere in between or pretty close to one of our two bids. This car, with its, I think, history, and I wouldn't call it high miles, but I wouldn't call it low miles. I would just say it's fair mileage for this car. If you would agree with that, JP, let me know. I would say that this is, you know, around an $80,000-$90,000 example, like it sits. And so I'm sure that they got something pretty close to that. So, you know, congratulations to them on selling the car. I'm surprised, JP, that this seller, and to me, this attractive a car, even if it's polarizing, still only got 8 bids. That is a bit of a head scratcher. And I ask you, as I send it back to you, do you think it had something to do with the fact that there was an accident reported on the Carfax, or just the simple fact that whether I love it or not, it still might be a polarizing color to the general Porsche crowd?
100%, this is color. This is all about color. This color is just, it's crazy because Porsches with weird colors are usually the ones that everyone wants. Right? But something about the 993 in this color just looks so dang soft. At $70,000, I mean, look, you know, remember when 993s were always worth more than 964s. And I just think maybe this was a really good value. You know, if you want a 993, you know, find one in a weird color like this. I mean, they made some really bad colors in the 90s, you know, teal, green, and some, you know, just some really, really ugly stuff. And I think this is one of those colors. It's not that bad. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's still a beautiful car.
Aventurine green is so common on these cars. And I don't, for the life of me, I don't know why. In the 90s, we had this fascination with like teal and aquamarine and all these like horrible. It's not blue, it's not green, it's not gray, and it's somewhere in between, you know, one way or the other. I mean, Lexus and all these companies all made, even the Mustang Cobra came in some purple green color. Do you remember that Mystic whatever
thing it was? Mystic thing,
like, isn't that their Zasper version of
color?
It's like
if this thing were speed yellow, it'd be a different story. It's that pastel, that Tweety Bird yellow just isn't deep enough. But I think yellow is just a difficult color in general. Even like a speed yellow or a fly yellow or something like that is going to have trouble. I mean, look at my R8. You know, it was that really cool speed yellow, a one-off. I mean, that was a one-of-a-kind speed yellow that the guy ordered from Audi, right, in a Porsche color. And just, you know, failed to sell. I think just... honestly, I think yellow is probably the worst possible color for a car, other than maybe a Ferrari 355.
I was just going to say,
it was about the only car that looks good in that color.
How about a car out of Maranello? In what their famous yellow is giallo, which is fly yellow. I think that in some cases, if the car is really nice, somebody will pay a premium to have a bright yellow Ferrari. But with all the other auto manufacturers, it can be challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to agree with you.
You always say, and I tend to agree with you, that Originale original is better. You know, make it as stock as you possibly can. You got to wonder on this car, though, if you butched it up, you know, found some twists that are, you know, right, 17 or 18 inch wheels or some cup wheels, you know, and painted them black and, you know, put coilovers on this thing and just, you know, maybe get the wider turbo front nose or or some RS splitters or something, or put a ducktail on this thing, something to butch it up a little bit. It's just too Tweety Bird. And I I'm not kidding. I would love to buy this car for my wife. How cool yeah. would it be? But this just looks like yeah. a Kardashian is driving this thing around. How? I mean, I think one of them drives a 993. I think
your,
she drives a, yeah.
Your friend Kelly has a Riviera Blue C2 yeah. coupe, a basic coupe, not an S, not a wide body. And he, I think he did it, but he put the correct RS wheels on the car, the Speedline wheels.
Wait, hold on. You were, Kelly's car, the Smurf, the
yeah.
Mexico blue one?
Yeah.
That's not an S. Yeah. That's just a...
I know, so I said it's not an S. It's just a standard okay. C2, but he's got the RS wheels on it,
yep.
the correct Speedline RS wheels on that car,
yep.
and it transforms the car. I think they make the car look
well,
so good.
Well, and it's on coilovers, has yep. the wheels, and it also has the turbo nose. It doesn't have this super soft nose. That's the thing about the... like, you know what I'm talking about, the nose
yeah,
on
I
these?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's just such a... such a Miata looking nose on this thing, unfortunately. That's the that, you know, my 993 cab was like this when I, you know, first got it, and I put that you know, the GT2 splitter on there, and it just completely transformed the car, especially lowering it in big wheels and stuff like that. These yeah. cars, just a lot of people think that 993s are wide bodies, just regular ones, when you lower them a little bit. Kelly's with that splitter wing just looks so good too. I mean, there's just a few things that you could have done in this car that really would have transformed it. But yeah. who knows? The thing is, this color still may have killed it. And would it have been worth it to do all that to this car and still have it just flounder? Okay, maybe it gets 75 or something like that. That's still probably, after you put all that stuff on there, you're nowhere close to covering the cost of it. I think this is a fantastic car that don't love the color, but I would have no problem rocking this color and digging it. But it's just not my favorite, and I wouldn't spend the money. And it's just, I just wouldn't even bid on this car unless it was a bargain, you know, for under 70 grand.
Interesting.
You know, and I think clearly that's what the market said. No bueno. Yeah. What do you guys think of the results of the Tweety Bird 993 that failed to sell? Do you think people weren't paying attention? What day did this close? Was it a weird day? Was something going on in the market? I don't even know.
Wednesday
is usually a good day, right?
Yeah.
For this stuff.
Yeah. Everybody was looking for that sub, you know?
You know? Crypto's been on a tear.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we talked about it on Dirt or Die. The submarine. I mean, we're all living in a yellow submarine, right? I mean,
here's a funny one that my wife was saying that she saw. The Navy reported that there was an underwater explosion. In other words, they heard that thing implode like 4 days earlier, but that story ran all last week. So what's the story in the news? None of us saw, because we were all, the lead in was all about, you know, all these missing rich people that wanted to go look at the Titanic. It's like, yeah. it's really funny.
Yeah, don't even get me started on the other stuff that's going on in the news that should have been paid attention to. Right. Yeah, now, okay, guys, let us know what you think of this submarine 993, and we'll see you tomorrow or something.
Nerd! Get the nerd!